Good morning. I'm Greg Chisholm with your 11 o'clock news update. Winter's coming again. Toronto is under a heavy weather warning for a major snowstorm set to hit later tonight. Environment Canada issued a warning last night calling for a heavy snowfall. Estimates put the snowfall anywhere between 15 and 25 centimeters across the GTA. Temperatures are set to hit a very chilling minus 17 overnight, so make sure you stay warm. Team Canada was eliminated from the World Baseball Classic yesterday after they fell to the United States by a score of 8-0. The Canadians were winless in their pool, losing to the Dominican Republic, Colombia, and the United States. Continuing with the Dominican Republic, they continued their dominant run last night by beating Colombia 10-3 in extra innings, scoring 7 runs in the 11th inning. Jose Bautista appears to be back to his old self, posting a .500 average with 3 hits and 6 at-bats, including 1 home run and 4 RBIs. The All-Star also made an incredible throw from left field at the bottom of the 9th inning to save the game. The Cleveland Cavaliers have signed big man Larry Sanders for the remainder of the season. The acquisition comes 1 week after Cavs center Andrew Bogut went down with a broken leg. Sanders last played for the Milwaukee Bucks in 2014. He's expected to be a defensive presence for the Cavs off the bench. A new record was set in hockey for the longest game played last night. A Danish team took over 8.5 hours to be completed. The previous record was 176 minutes, 36 seconds during the playoffs between the Detroit Red Wings and the Montreal Maroons, March 24, 1936. The official time of this game was 217 minutes and 14 seconds. The arena ran out of food after the visiting team bought up concessions to feed their players. The home team ordered pizza from a local restaurant to keep the players going. The locals called the police to report loved ones missing, as well as the Zamboni driver logged over 3 hours of drive time on the actual ice. That's all we have for you now. We'll be back at 1 o'clock with another news update, including a look at this week's weekend's box office and even more.